The Iowa caucuses are just 9 weeks from today. It's hard to spend any time in the state and not come face to face with one of the Democrats hoping to take on President Bush next year. Billboards, signs, and bumper stickers are everywhere, and hundreds of campaign volunteers are hitting the sidewalks, taking their candidates' messages door to door. NPR's Andrea Seabrook spent the weekend in Des Moines and filed this audio postcard.
The corner of Polk and Harwood is where student volunteer Ellie Reeve starts her rounds. She double-checks her clipboard for the address and steps up the front walk of a plum-colored stucco house. She presses the doorbell.
Hi, Mr. Loftus?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Ellie. I'm a volunteer for the Dick Gephardt for President campaign. Okay, he's running for president. He's the only candidate from the Midwest.
Okay.
He's got a health care plan that would cover everyone, not just children or senior citizens.
Okay.
Is there a candidate you're leaning for?
Well, I really haven't decided yet, to be really honest with you. Okay. But I'll definitely get parts one of the long run. Definitely.
Okay.
Dan Loftus tells Reeve it's not one particular issue he cares about in this election. He'll vote for whoever he thinks can beat George Bush.
That's what everybody says. Like all those stories that say that Democrats just want to beat George Bush, it's true. That's all they say. They say, well, I just want the one who will beat him. That's all I know. We got to get rid of George Bush.
Ellie Reeve is a committed Democrat. Her thick blonde hair and dark-rimmed glasses are topped by a Dick Gephardt trucker's hat that Reeve calls chic 88 stock from the last time he ran for president. She's 21, a junior at Missouri State, and she comes to Iowa on some weekends to canvass for Gephardt. But even she isn't totally sure who she's going to vote for yet.
Well, there's candidates that appeal to me more than others. Definitely Gephardt. Also Clark and Edwards. For one thing, all three of them came from pretty humble backgrounds. And they moved their way up in the world based on their own merit, not because, you know, dad bailed them out or something like that. They got across the street.
Polk Street is lined with tall, old sycamore trees. Neighbors rake their brittle leaves into piles, and someone down the block is grinding brush into mulch. Reeve climbs another porch. On this Saturday afternoon, most people aren't home, though, and she writes a little note on a Gephardt pamphlet.
Sorry, I missed you, Mr. Helm. If you have any questions, contact us. Thanks, Ellie.
And sticks it in the crack around the front door. She walks on to the next house. Reeve says she hopes her notes and her visits make Iowa voters feel something about the coming caucuses.
I think that if you talk to them and you smile and, you know, maybe they'll remember something on January 19th and they'll decide to go out, even if it's snowing.
As Ellie Reeve finishes her route, she says she'll go door-to-door in Iowa at least once more before the caucuses. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.